This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Gator, do you want to start with the amazing, the truly amazing, or the amazing bonus of yesterday's game?
Let's build up to a crescendo.
Okay.
Let's start with the amazing.
Okay, the amazing. Cleveland, since the first inning of game one,
yeah,
they have, they had five hits, three extra base hits and five runs in the first inning of game one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since that first inning, the last 26 innings, they've scored two runs.
Yeah.
They are 12 for 78, a 153 batting average with three extra base hits. They had three extra base hits in game one. They've had three since.
Mm-hmm.
It has been an absolute total domination by the Detroit Tigers pitching staff.
It has been.
Yep.
And Cleveland's done a good job pitching as well, but not as well as the Tigers have.
It's incredible. Like that game one, you get early in game one, like the first inning, and it feels like, okay, the Tigers beat the Astros, and then you go, uh-oh, this one's going to be different, right? The first data point we have in this ALDS with Cleveland couldn't have looked much worse.
Well, it's the first batter of the game one was Stephen Kwan hitting the ball, what, a foot below the line, which would have been a home run?
Yeah. So, I mean, that is remarkable how good they have been since that first inning. And if you had said to people, yeah, for the next basically three games, because they've gotten, the truth is it could be 27 innings because they didn't record an out. So they've recorded three games worth of outs since they gave up five runs.
Right, basically.
Three full games worth of runs. And that is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I'll wait to hear your others because I don't want to steal thunder from...
Oh, go ahead, steal away. I don't mind.
I mean, back-to-back-to-back shutouts is what this is. When you look at this series, the series starts off with Cleveland winning 7-0, the Tigers coming back winning, you know, 3-0. So it's that is historic to see that come across the plate. I forget what the final score of game two against Houston was.
Was that 5-2?
May have been.
I think it was 5-2. But I mean, you're right. They've basically thrown three straight.
5-2 well, and 3-1 they've won. So the Tigers pitching.
They did give up two runs after they gave up the five in the first. But yes.
But this team has been absolutely amazing in the five games they've played. They've given up 10 runs in five games. So that's an easy ERA to figure out. So just nice job. Nice job. You know, what's truly amazing, Doug?
Truly amazing. Can you name the Tigers with the most hits in the postseason?
So this is interesting because nobody's got a ton of them, right? But it's I don't even know what the total is. It's like four or five with the most hits on the team. Jake Rogers?
I want to take a guess, too, because I don't know what the answer is either. But it's a good question. Mm-hmm. You got Jake Rogers. That's a good guess.
Yeah,
good
I'll go with Jake Rogers.
That's a good guess. I'm going to go with Justin Henry Molloy.
That was my another one. That was probably my top three.
So Jake Rogers has five postseason hits. He's tied with someone else as a leader in postseason hits for the Tigers. Justin Henry Molloy is in third behind the top two with four. He's tied with somebody.
So is it Matt Vierling?
Vierling also has four. But you know what? He's leaning on all that playoff experience. It's
right.
Not surprising.
Well, that's
he has had 13 plate appearances before this.
Goes without saying.
The Molloy thing would have been crazy because he hasn't played in every game.
Dude, he's got six at bats.
I know. That's why I said it. I'm like, couldn't be. Couldn't be, could it?
Does Riley Green have four?
Nope. He's got three.
Okay.
I know
it's not Torque. I know it's not Colt Keith. Pretty sure it's not Sweeney. It's not Sweeney.
No, it's not Sweeney.
Parker?
Bingo.
Parker Meadows. Yeah, so, he's got a hit and he's like led off each game with a hit or something, right? Mm-hmm.
So basically a couple of mudheads, a journeyman catcher, and a utility guy. Could you imagine being on the Cleveland side of this thing going, who are these guys? Who the F are these guys?
Yeah.
And they must be thinking, is this a new Jake Rogers? Like, who's the Jake Rogers that we've been playing against for years? Because Jake Rogers has been money in the postseason. All right. And the truly amazing bonus of this was not only did they win yesterday 3-0, but it was like the perfect get right game for so many guys.
Yeah.
You think about the players, and there hasn't been many that were like.
Who did we talk about yesterday?
Who did we talk about? We talked about Spencer Torkelson. Did he come through with a huge hit?
Big double.
That's a get-right moment for Torque, an RBI double in the sixth. Did we talk about Colt Keith?
We did. He hadn't had a hit in the series to that point, in the playoffs.
His first hit of the postseason that led to the RBI. He was the one that was on base
when
Torkelson. Did we talk about Riley Green not doing much?
We did.
First inning, RBI single up the middle.
Yep.
Did we talk about Tyler Holton getting knocked around in game one?
We did.
What'd he do in the ninth?
Well, he shut him down 1-2-3 and got a strikeout to end the game.
It was almost like anybody who had been questioned and got to get this guy right or got to get that guy right. Or I don't know if I'd start Holton. He wasn't really good. They gave him the baseball in a save situation yesterday after getting knocked around and being responsible for what? 4 of the 5 earned runs in game one. He goes out and just mows him down 1-2-3.
Just about everybody offensively in the game yesterday, because there were a lot of people that came in and pinch hit and all that, just about everybody had a role of some kind. You know, Meadows had a hit. Carpenter had 2 at-bats. He was 0-for-1, but he also walked, so he got on base. Malloy came in, pinch hit. He drew a walk. Chase Young didn't do anything in his at-bat. Vierling had a hit. Riley Green had a hit. Wenzel Perez was another one who didn't do anything. Offensively, Colt Keith, he went 1-for-3. Ibanez was 0-for-1. Torkelson had a hit. Sweeney did not. Rogers had a hit and a walk because that's what Jake Rogers does. There's magic in that mustache.
Do you know in the last two games, the Guardians have drawn 2 walks and one of them was an intentional walk?
Yeah. Actually, funnily enough, I did know that. Yes. Yeah. Because I know they didn't walk anybody in game two and they walked 2 in yesterday's game. And yes, one of them was the intentional pass.
It's pretty crazy.
That's
and remember we talked about winning on the margins. That's the Vierling catch. Look, they're not going to be perfect.
The Vierling catch is like the Torkelson catch.
Yep.
In Houston.
Yep.
I mean that's just what you're doing.
If you're not going to be, I mean, what they've gotten is elite pitching without question. Their hitting is what it is. I mean, I don't know that they're ever going to be. I mean, when it's good, it's average. Yeah. And so how do you win games? You got to win on the margins. You got to play good defense. You got to get outs when you can. I mean, what's the saying? 75% of the Earth's surface is covered by water.
Somewhere, yeah.
And the other 25 is covered by Parker Meadows. He's just running down everything in the outfield. Everything, and he makes it look easy.
I like it. And I don't know who's responsible for lining up the players defensively, but kudos to you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
For getting the players lined up appropriately, it's got to be great with the outfielders, with the outfield that they have. When you throw Perez with Meadows and Riley Green, the three of those guys cover every square inch in the outfield. You feel pretty confident when a ball is hit out there that someone's going to catch it. But the defensive placement of the infield is of key importance. You can't do the shift anymore. Well, so when do you decide that you're going to put the guy all the way just on this side of second base so it's not illegal? And, you know, I don't know if they do that all the time, but these guys are positioned so well that at the end of games, when you have a hot shot to first, Torque's right there to snag the liner. When you have a hot shot to third, Vierling's right there to snag the liner and come on into the dugout and get a warm reception.
All right, interesting comments from someone on this radio station that I want to get into a little bit here, Gator, and see where you side on this. We'll get to that today at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson. Hey, let's hear from you as well. Tiger fans, one win away from the ALCS, which stands for American League Championship Series for people who need to jog their memory. 97 won the ticket.